Welcome to the Screen Bros Podcast.
What's up, movie lovers? Welcome back to Screen Bros, the podcast where two brothers, armed with questionable film knowledge and way too much caffeine and other substances, dissect, debate, and occasionally destroy your favorite films. And it's definitely only been a week since our last episode.
And I'm Justin, and one would probably describe me as the young version of Seth Rogen with the same laugh. And today we are talking about probably the two best movies out on, you know, anywhere right now. The two best movies, honestly, just both won an Oscar.
Yep, that definitely happened for one of them.
Yeah.
You know what? One of them should have won an Oscar. The other one, a little overrated.
Yeah. And you know what? We'll let you take a guess on which one that is. Honestly, this week we got into probably the two movies that are as different as they can be from one another. We got Not Another Teen Movie and Good Will Hunting.
That's right. One of them is a ridiculous parody of every high school movie ever made. And the other is an Oscar-winning drama that made Matt Damon and Ben Affleck Hollywood royalty. Royalty in quotation marks. I mean, Ben Affleck, no offense. Matt Damon, Ben Affleck.
Yeah. I mean, they looked good back then. Good.
Yeah.
You know, with both movies, I think both movies share one quality, is that for young people, they look questionable in age. Mm. They did not look like they were in high school or college.
That, you know, that's fair. Maybe it's a Boston thing. Yeah,
they looked like they were. It was a Boston thing. All right. But as much as I want to get right into Good Will Hunting, because it was my pick for this week, even though we are months behind, we're sorry about that. Life just seems to happen to both of us, and we've been putting it off, but we're here. We're here. We're going to start off. We're back in, baby. And we're going to start right out of the gate with Not Another Teen Movie. Released in 2001, this gem takes every single high school movie cliche and turns it up to a damn 11. And we're talking about the nerdy girl who just magically actually turned hot just by taking off her glasses, which I took that personally, damn it. And the brooding bad boy, the token best friend, and of course, the slow clap.
Oh, the slow clap. It's the glue that holds every high school movie together. Without a dramatic slow clap, do you even have a climax? I have a funny story about that guy that did the slow clap in this movie.
And I
want to say his name was like Kyle Yeager. Hopefully it's not that one. But he performed at West Valley Junior High when I was there as like an end of the year special thing, and we were so excited about it's the slow clap guy from Not Another Teen Movie. I think he was in 10 Things I Hate About You too, not the sequel, but like as well. I looking back, I feel so bad for him, because to perform in front of junior high school students is another feat of itself. Like,
yeah. I feel like most,
this is why you perform for adults and not junior high kids, and you know, he did his best, gave his best try. I felt really bad for him, but I think his wife was pretty hot, so good for him. He won.
Yeah, you know what? He won, and that shows that, you know, he may not be funny to junior high schoolers, but he was funny to his wife, and that's all that matters.
Honestly, we're all stupid.
That's crazy that you slow clap.
Yeah, we did the slow clap for him when he got in on stage. Yep. Or at the end, we all like tried to plan it to make sure. I think he kind of appreciated it, but he's definitely like, get me the hell out of here.
Yeah, it's just like, okay, just I'm done. Yep. Like, but here's the thing, there's that, but It would have been bad. Look here, you got the slow clap guy, but it would have been really freaking bad if Chris Evans showed up in a whipped cream bikini top and bottom. That would have been terrible.
Yeah, I feel like his career would have ended right there. He would never be a Captain America.
Yeah. Honestly, and you know, this movie kind of shows you what he was like before Captain America. It's just, if you combine the two, what if we just combine? I'm like, that's why they picked him.
Dang. Every time I watch it, I'm like, man, Chris Evans is in this movie. This is Captain America right now. And he kills it. He does great.
And you know, for America's ass, he did have a banana in his ass. And for people who have never seen this movie, out of context, that makes no sense.
Hey, if you know
high school, America's ass right
if you know high school movies, you know what we're talking about. And I think it's Varsity Blues, which I've never watched. I actually think this might be really the only high school movie I know that well. I can't really think of other like high school movies that I was really into. I just go off this. I'm like, yeah, all right. I put all those references. I'm like, this is my reference point is Not Another Teen Movie. And I judge those other movies based on Not Another Teen Movie. I know how that ends. Never Been Kissed by Drew Barrymore. Never seen it. I know it. It's creepy. And they make fun of that in 2001.
Oh my gosh. Having Not Another Teen Movie be your reference point for high school? Oh my god!
No, not my really high school. Not my high school years, because they were definitely not that. Trust me, none of that was ever happening. I was at band camp. Yes, this shit never happened for me. No bananas, nothing.
Now American Pie. American Pie, though.
No, not even that. One time at band camp.
What a
bunch of crock of shit that was. One time at band camp. Yeah, that never happened.
At least I wasn't invited into this movie.
Wait, hold on. I wasn't invited to those things if they were happening, and I'm very offended by that. But that's okay. Moving on. You know, I'll talk about these things in therapy. It's
You're like, did this shit in high school that never happened.
I was going off the movie.
I was one of the three kids that were trying to get laid.
Mr. Josh, what's your reference point? Well, Not Another Teen Movie. That's accurate, right? That's what high school's supposed to be about.
Yeah, pretty much. But gosh dang. Hey, look, here's the thing, but high schoolers filled with basically 30-year-olds.
Yeah.
Now that's crazy.
Classic.
God dang. And why did no one ever attend class?
No one's in class.
I only remember the art scene, which this movie is, if you've ever seen Scary Movie, this is basically a good reference point. It is so out there and so just kind of exaggerated. Like, I think the slow motion cliches in every single movie. I love that part where Josh Radnor Josh Radnor, Ted Mosby from How I Met Your Mother, was in this movie. If you're a How I Met Your Mother fan, which if you watch it now, you realize that Ted was a dick. Yeah, anyway, Ted sucks. But in this movie, he was our tour guide.
Yeah. So really a sarcastic tour guide that really was breaking the fourth wall down of pointing out the ridiculousness of it all, of like now high schoolers are professional dancers. And then like all the clicks of like, all right, jocks here, Hot chicks here. All right. And the rest of you nerds go over there. Just classic.
Just go over there. Just like, and the part where, you know, the slow motion walk in, he's just like, wait until she starts moving to talk.
Is that for Jamie? For Jamie Presley, right?
Yeah, for Jamie.
Legit though.
But gosh dang. Now this movie, yeah. But honestly, here's one thing, and this is for like even the nerdy kids, like the the underdogs of this whole entire movie. Every single like teenager in this movie was just not at all accurately attractive. Like, not everybody is as attractive as, nah. This school was filled with just the most attractive people, and it's weird. It's so weird.
Except for this, it's this 2001, everyone, so please don't blame me. I'm referencing this movie. Except for the hunchback, because she's got back. Hunchback, that is.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember that part? Rewatch it now. I was like, oh my God.
I remember. That's how I was watching this movie. I was like, oh my God. Baby got back. Hunchback, that is. And then, oh my gosh. What was the. Oh no, wait. The rug. Oh, what was it? When he was talking about swinging the other way or being, you know. Gay, he said something like the wildest thing.
Yeah, it's very 2000. It's so 2001. I don't remember. I didn't write that one down. I know, but it's just like you watch it.
Something wild that they said.
I know. I was like, oh my God. Watching
it's 2001,
movies,
ladies and gentlemen. Right.
You've got to remember, like, early 2000s, sense of humor was like crazy. But
they still did not care. But it's just like, I know.
Still so.
It's like, I don't have a problem with that. But when I heard that joke, I was like, holy shit.
Man, I should have written
it.
I
don't remember it either. Am I going to watch it again to find out?
There's the dad, the drunk, fuck, Randy Quaid, man. Too bad he went insane in real life, but
Randy
Quaid. I just wish he never went crazy because I don't want to be this type of dad, but I love him so much in this. When it's like, don't forget, I'm gonna pick up. You're gonna have to like walk home, or it's like I might be a little late to pick you up. Oh, why is that? Probably just do shit face to remember to pick you up. Oh, she's like, oh yeah, you should be drinking and driving. He's like, oh, I'll be driving, but I'll be too shit face. Remember to pick you up. I'm like, oh my God. Oh,
I'm like, damn. I'm like, that is years of therapy in the making.
I know this.
Also,
girl.
It's just like Chris Evans' sister in this movie. Also, is just.
Cruel Intentions.
The craziest woman.
And it's disturbing.
But gosh,
But what's worse is that when he tries to set him up with his own mom, he's like, Dad, that's mom. I'm like, what is happening right now? Right? I'm like, I forgot.
That's how
that
you would
happens.
Describe this movie. It's just like, what the hell is happening right now?
See, I forgot about that. I was like, what is going on? And I know it's making fun of high school movies, but I'm like, movie is that?
Yeah, what was the inspiration? Where did they take that from?
Where's the incest one? I know it's Cruel Intentions, like stepsister. See, never saw that movie either. I go off.
Now, here's the thing. There was the musical piece. There was the musical piece in this movie. So I wonder, I swear to God, if their inspiration was High School Musical, we're going to have some questions. What did you watch?
I'm sorry that I know this. I've never actually seen High School Musical. I just know that they came out after this movie. So that won't work. You've seen it. I figured you did, but you grew up. I was too old for not that I would watch it.
I've never seen it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, maybe they'll make another parody movie we can go watch.
It's just like now I'm like, well, what the frick was the inspiration?
I don't know. It's got to be a movie from the 80s.
I don't think there are any. Honestly, making fun of just like high school cliches, I think they just probably like just Marlon Wayne their way through it, like Scary Movie. They were just like, you know what? Let's just go nuts.
Really building off the Cruel Intentions one, I guess, with the stepsister or whatever.
Yeah. This movie, okay, I think before we get into our next movie, because not another teen movie, like we can go on and on about the craziest thing.
I could quote this movie all day long.
this movie, like, if you're looking for just, I don't even know what you would be looking for when you're wanting to watch. If you want to see Chris Evans before Captain America.
And not watch Fantastic Four.
If you're a Chris Evans fan and you just, watch Not Another Teen Movie.
No, I think it's
because,
that.
But there's one. Sorry. There was this one scene that I probably laughed, just unintentionally laughed the hardest at. It was the part where Chris Evans shows up to the girl's house and, you know, says, like, how'd you get in here? And it's just like, I just went through your wall. But she's talking about her mom, just like, yeah, she went out and I wanted this doll and she was driving and it was very slippery that night. And Chris Evans just like, oh my gosh, she died from a car crash. And she was just like, no, cancer. moved on to the next thing. Just like,
can I add to that? What makes that scene even better is before, when she's painting and he comes in, he's like, oh, who's that? Oh, it's my mother. He's like, you have her eyes and it's fucking stick figures. Kills me every single time.
With a dot. Like, I think the part where she's like splatter painting in the beginning, like just going crazy, like you think she's gonna pull off a Jackson Pollock, and then it's just like, just like, can we get JD Briggs to the front office? And you just see the painting, it's just a stick figure in a house, and, and like just lines for the grass, and you're like, what the fuck?
I also, the part where it's parodying 10 Things I Hate About You, when he sings Jamie's got a gun, and like, she's got a gun. It's like, come here, and they taser her. He's like, oh shit.
And he's like, oh shit. And he runs away. Oh my god. No, the running joke of what was his name? Was it Reggie Ray?
Yeah,
Reggie Ray's concussion.
Yeah, yeah. How many concussions is that now? Doctor says it's okay to breathe from the ears. Can't he play? I don't think he can even breathe. Can't he play? Oh, shit.
They just start spitting.
And then it's Mr. T is the janitor that, you know, guides him. Kind of like a Rudy type of situation.
Yeah, the wise janitor.
The wise janitor.
Yeah.
Pity these fools. God, fucking Mr. T is just, I'm like, Mr. T's in this movie? This is great.
Yeah, I forgot Mr. T was just kind of popped out of nowhere.
I'm going to say something that's going to be unpopular. I don't really care. And people could disagree. I know everyone's like, scary movies, like the pinnacle, like, parody movie, you know, start it all. This one's my favorite. I don't care. I like scary movies and all those, and you know, we watch Vampire Sucks. Mm. That was an experience. This is my favorite one.
Yeah.
Because I watched this as a kid with my brothers and of course. Explains too many things.
Gosh dang. I think honestly, Not Another Teen Movie was good, but I don't think I grew up on it. Like, no. I grew up on Scary Movie, but even Scary Movie's not my favorite.
Yeah.
I would say Superhero Movie with Drake Bell is my favorite.
We're going to have to watch that one.
We're going to have to watch Superhero.
I don't know. It's
because I want to watch it again.
It's been enjoyable to go back to these early 2000 parody movies of just how, like, everyone's like, they're stupid. I'm like, yeah, that's the point. They're supposed to be so stupid, and it's okay. Point. And it's parody. I love
it. It's like, it's supposed to be dumb. It's just like, okay, if we take what movies were actually, like, made for, it's like, it's an escape from reality. And I think with these movies, like, it is so easy for you to just shut off your brain.
Literally.
And I think that's what's nice about these movies. It's just, you literally just have to shut off your brain. You just like, hey, just like sit down, relax, and just shut off your brain and watch it. Like, don't try to analyze like anything. And I think it's just like, these movies are made just to be a nice break from everything. And I think that's why I enjoy these movies so much. It's just like, they're just a nice break, like, from like everything that was going on. And especially for the movie that we're just about to talk to, when it gets really real, movies like this is like just a nice, it's just a nice break, I would say.
I thought the next movie
it would go on
really cheerful. The next movie's not sad at all. What are you talking about? I just had a blast. Yeah. I love watching this movie.
Yeah, no,
it doesn't break me down.
I laugh at every second. Yeah, it doesn't. Hilarious. Doesn't break my heart. Doesn't make me relate so much.
No, not at all.
Just like, ugh.
But well, not another team movie.
Gosh dang. Whoa.
Really quick, 32% critics. Shocking. I'm not surprised there. 55% audience score. I'm disappointed in you, audience. I think you could do better. That should be a solid 75.
Hey, you know. Hey, Just Watch gives it an 81%.
Well, then that's where we should get our reviews from now. 81%. Heck yeah.
Yeah, just 81%. You know what? Hell yeah.
Also,
good job, Not Another Teen Movie.
I just want to point out really quick before we move on to our next one, Good Will Hunting. Jamie, when the glass is on, it's still attractive. Never understood that about in the high school movies. It's like, just remove the glasses and that's it. You should be offended.
I think I am very offended because, like, she was very attractive, glasses on and off.
Yeah.
I was just like, no, she was very attractive in herself. And she was dorky and, you know, a ditz, but but she was cute.
Yeah.
I would have asked her to prom. Never had to make a bet.
Just points out the ridiculousness of high school movies. They are all just not great.
They're not great. And, you know, high schoolers, they're just filled with judgy assholes. But anyway.
That looks 30.
Yeah, that looks 30. But let's do a whole entire just shift from ridiculous to probably. Yeah, I cried. I cried watching this movie again. I'm just going to say it right out of the gate.
Yeah, big tonal shift. There's no really good segue here. Good Will Hunting from Not Another Teen Movie. We're going to shift here. AKA the movie that made us all cry and pretend we were suddenly into math.
It's not your fault. That part every time gets me. I don't know why.
Justin.
It hits.
It's not your fault.
Stop.
It's not your fault.
Just stop right there. Stop. I'm serious. Stop.
Oh, just, Robin.
Dude, just stop. Robin, no. God, that makes it hurt.
That makes it not way worse. I know. I think that was what it hit this time was like, man, he passed. Like, his death probably was the most impactful of any celebrity, I think, for a lot of us. In all seriousness, Good Will Hunting is such a well-written film. Like, it's got art, humor, and the script from Damon and Affleck. I mean, in their 20s and then won an Oscar. I mean, that's crazy. Yeah. And I think that was I want to say, I would have to double check, but I think that's the first one they've ever written together, or one of. I think so.
They were writing crazy freaking movies, and I was just playing games in my room until 3 o'clock in the morning. I was doing absolutely jack shit, not writing movies like this, dude. And for them to write it in their 20s,
I know,
like, to have that conception.
Good news for you. You're still in your 20s. You got time. Me, on the other hand, not so much.
Ah, shit. Nah, shit.
Knocking on death's door.
Oh my god. Oh, shut up. You're 30. Shut up.
35, dick.
Oh my god.
Oh, but no.
Yeah, okay. And 10 years apart. I'm 25.
Oh, yeah. Man, 10 year difference. Honestly, though, the best part of Good Will Hunting is how real it feels. Will Hunting is this genius, but he's stuck in his own head, afraid of failure, afraid of success, afraid of just connection due to just the circumstances he grew up in, being an orphan. And then you have Robin Williams as Sean, who just breaks through all of that with wisdom, patience, and an impeccable beard. Like, the nice. Best beard. Like, I wish I could grow
that beard.
Like that. Is perfect. That alone,
that beard deserves an award.
It should. Yeah, I was going to say, that one should have gotten the Oscar. And the Oscar goes to Robin Williams' beard.
Beards, they're like makeup for men, and the best Oscar goes to yeah, dang. But this movie, just going off of like that relation, I think we can all relate that we sell ourselves short when it comes to what we have to offer, and this movie encapsulates that so well. You know, some of us don't have the story of growing up as an orphan, but we can all relate to that fear of opening up and getting vulnerable. And this movie really just shows like what that does to a person. And Robin Williams, I love that parallel where, you know, the person who, you know, the movie's about this genius kid who, at first, he was working as a janitor at, you know, the MIT. MIT. He was working. Just a very prestigious, like prestigious school.
You're right. MIT. Yeah.
Let's see. Yeah, MIT. He was a janitor at MIT. Yeah. But there was this super difficult math problem on the board outside of a classroom that anybody could solve, and nobody in the class could solve it, but he solved it. And the professor is just trying to get him to, like, you know, rush into the world and do all this. And Robin Williams sees this kid, like, he has this perspective of looking at the heart rather than what he has to offer. And that's what killed me the most, of like Robin Williams and him talking about his wife. I think we can all, all want a love story like that.
I know.
Damn.
She was a farter.
Yeah. She was a farter, just like, and you know, the idiosyncrasies and all these things. I'm like, Ben Affleck.
Yeah.
Real quick, what were you going to say?
I say the story. I don't know if it's ever been confirmed, but when he tells that story of when Robin Williams in that scene talking about his wife, and Will starts laughing. I don't know if I've never been confirmed as true. It's one of those things that pop up on Reddit or social media of like people say, "Oh, this happened," but I should confirm it before I say it. But if it's true, this would be really cool if that was actually Matt Damon just breaking and they just kept it. Because that would be awesome. Because it's Robin Williams. That's all.
It would be awesome. And it's just like that. What if it was just like that improv moment?
Right.
Like, what if that wasn't just in
that
the line? What if that's just Robin Williams just actually Robin saying something Williams. About his wife?
Yep.
And it's just like that real moment just captured. Yeah.
It's such a serious moment Robin to Williams end with that.
If we remember, he barely went on script.
No, yeah, he was, yeah, he was genius like, at the
let me try to get you to open up.
Yeah, he was fast, man. He was awesome. Yeah. One of the best.
It was a gosh thing, but one thing that I love, I think, and we all need a friend like this, is Ben Affleck's monologue
right
towards like the end of the movie, talking to Matt Damon.
Yeah, the if you're still here in 20 years, I'll kill you speech. Yeah, that's a really great fucking friend right there. like you shouldn't be here.
That's you shouldn't be here. You are way worth more than you let sell yourself out right to be. And it's just like that moment where he says, just like the 10 seconds that it takes from me to get to my car to your front door is the happiest 10 seconds of my life. Because every time I hope that I knock on that door and you're just gone.
Yep.
You're just not there.
Yep.
No text, no goodbye, just gone. And I'm like, damn.
I know.
Right. I love this movie. And I always love this movie.
I know. And then I'm happy that it ends the way it does. Like, it's actually like a happy ending.
Yeah. And it's like,
and the, you know, son of
it was a happy ending.
Life.
And you see, just like, and the classic, just like, tell the guy, sorry, I had to go see about a girl.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
which Ted Lasso just references.
Like, guys, dang.
I remember that. Good Will Hunting reference to Ted Lasso. One of the greatest television shows of all time.
I've been rewatching the whole entire series in excitement for season 4.
Hell yeah. I can't believe it's happening.
Hell yeah. But back to Good Will Hunting. Yeah, Ted Lasso, another great show to watch. Yep. Back to Good Will Hunting, yes. In the same, you know, feel good, you know, heavy moments, but feel good. This movie got a 97 by Rotten Tomatoes. Good job, Good Will Hunting, and won the Oscar.
Where did they win the, was it Best Picture?
Ooh.
I know Robin Williams got it.
Let me see what the awards are. It won't let me see more. Never mind. Google's being weird. It will not let me see. But, you know, it won awards, ladies and gentlemen. This movie will guaranteed, honestly, if you don't cry or choke up at least once during this whole entire movie, I question even if you have a soul. And I'm a redhead. So that's coming from something.
Yeah, you guys hear that?
Like,
the ginger puts
you
on notice.
Not. Yeah. Yeah. Apparently to that one TikTok, I'm something else now, but we won't get into that.
Oh, jeez. It's got one of the best monologues of all time with Robin Williams on the bench. I mean, I'll watch that clip just sometimes, and it just, I don't know. It's just his delivery and the lines and how it's written. I mean, well, obviously that's the line. That was stupid. But just, I don't know. It's perfect. I don't know. It's one of those, scenes in the movies.
Done.
Yeah. It's just like, this is why I just love movies. It's things like this. I mean, you can joke around, like, not another teen movie, obviously not the same level, whatever. But I don't know. It's just one of those of like, man, it's just, this is movies, man. This is what they do. I love it. It's one of my favorite scenes of all time of any movie. And how it like, how he continues, how you learn more about him. And then when it's the gut punch of like his wife and how has she died, and you're just like, fuck. You're just like, sure, man.
You're just like, and how can Robin Williams still do what he, like his character still do what he does?
Right.
You know, it's like, he's had so much loss and he still cares for other people and he cares for his kid. And it's just like, gosh dang.
I know. It's like, I want his kid.
It's like, no, that scene, that monologue.
Yeah.
That monologue.
Yeah. It makes me just want to have like someone like that to talk to, you know, or just have a Robin Williams with that beard, that damn beard. I think the beard is what maybe makes it.
Yeah.
If it didn't have that beard, would it hit the same? That could be a question that we can put out. People wonder, would it hit the same if he didn't have the beard? I don't know.
I don't think it would have hit the same.
It wasn't speaking because of the writing or anything. His delivery, it was that freaking beard.
It was a beard. I got the Robin Williams beard kind of going.
I see that. You got that beard going.
Yeah.
You know, I'm gonna tell you something right now.
Yeah, I got the Robin Williams.
Uh-huh. I'm going to tell you something right now, though, in the middle of our podcast. And I'm just going to say it. You look a lot like Rusty with the beard. Mm. You look more like your dad right now. If we want, we can edit that out.
Oh, we could definitely edit that out. Damn.
I'm just saying. That's not a bad thing. I was just like, holy shit. Is that beard? It's bad, a good man. Beard.
Man. I'm just like, yeah, no, it's coming out.
It's a good beard. I wish I could.
It's a very good beard. I'm trying to look at that. Yeah, the Robin. I'm definitely
getting that Robin Williams beard.
If this area kind of grows in a little bit more, it's there.
Yeah,
it's there.
I wish I could do that. Mine looks,
gosh dang.
Mine looks way too much like pubic hair, but for me to grow it out, it's like patchy.
I think that's just a stage, man. I think you just got to break past that stage. I can never get
past that stage. It's the toughest stage.
It just is, you got to break past the stage.
I know.
Toughest stage, but when you really break past stage. That.
Yeah. Okay. Elias keeps telling me the same thing.
You got to break past.
And every time I go, I'm always like,
it's awkward for everybody. If I clean shave.
You look 12.
Yeah, if I clean shave, it looks bad. It's going to grow in patchy, and then I have to wait it out. You just got to wait it out and let it do its thing.
Yeah, okay. Well, I always say, I make this sweeping declaration. I will grow my beard. And Elias and all Ray and all, they're like, yeah, all right. And then I get to that point, and then I shave it. And, of course, like, oh, we thought you were growing a beard. I'm like, one day I will grow a beard. But it's just that one point. I hate it.
You know what?
I hate how it looks.
Here on this podcast, I will say as soon as Josh here grows a beard, we will switch to a video podcast so we can, you can see it.
All right. Challenge.
As he grows that beard.
Anybody going to want to watch that?
We'll switch to a video podcast. Just like
so people could see our stupid faces.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because
we'll have beards.
And everybody will see my Robin Williams beard.
And then you win an Oscar for the beard. Like, he should have.
Now looking at it, that statement that was said at the beginning where I said Seth Rogen, that was just on the fly. But now I'm looking at it, I'm like, damn it.
A little bit of Seth Rogen going on. But
I got a little bit of Seth Rogen going on.
Yeah, so. you definitely do.
God dang, back on the topic.
Well, anyways, these two movies, completely opposites.
Oh, my gosh.
one's just making fun of tropes.
Two movies completely opposite.
Yeah.
And the other just like hits you right in the freaking heart too many times, but feels good in the end.
And that's why we picked these two movies, because if you really think about it, they can be similar.
They could, yeah. Like I said,
they both explore expectations. One mocks the unrealistic ones placed on high schoolers that look 30, and the other shows the burden of wasted potential. You know, they're similar.
Oh my gosh.
The real wasted potential is that comedian, the slow clap guy. I really hope he's doing okay.
Yeah, staying. You know, yeah, I've been thinking about that story the whole entire time. I'm just like, man.
Boy,
I hope he's doing all right.
I hope so too. That there was kids that were just assholes. Like, I mean, he got through it. I just felt so bad for him. I'm just like, this is bad. Like, there was moments. I just hope he's doing okay. I really hope so. I'm rooting for him. I'll do a slow clap for him in his honor. Every night before I go to bed.
You know what? But hey, there's one thing. There's one thing that Good Will Hunting is that, you know, if you start quoting stuff about math, it almost makes you sound smart.
Yeah, you know, me.
It just makes all of us sound a little bit smart.
Here's the problem with math, though, for me.
She's like, hey, we have our moments.
Yeah. I could do it. It was not like I failed math classes or anything. I got through. I did pretty well. Like trigonometry did really well. Like I passed my math classes through high school and then in college when I took. It's not even that. It's when anybody asks me a math question, my brain literally goes, duh. Like I get in my head when it comes to math. I don't know if there's anybody else, but it is like, yeah. It could be a basic question that I really know, but I'll be like, I just freeze. I think I know what that stems from as my seventh grade math teacher. Seventh grade math teacher, Mr. Rogers. He was the opposite of Mr. Rogers. He did not have a neighborhood I wanted to live in.
Gosh dang.
Yeah.
It's not a beautiful day for math.
No. Man, it was one of those you go up to that board and do the math in front of all your classmates. That'll make you like freeze. Some people, sure, but man, it sucked. I dreaded that every day.
I think that's some stupid bitch on a public level.
Oh, yeah, in middle school, too. Even like that's worse. And I was not.
Let's go.
Yeah, I would say my style and hair and how I looked back then wasn't really hitting it with the ladies. So let's just go with that. And I was a band geek. So everyone put just imagine. No, I wasn't Chris Evans with a banana up my butt. No.
Nope. No, you were the guy who was pretending to be Chinese.
Yep. That. Oh my God. Yeah. Oh no. I'm just remembering that guy. Oh. The Breakfast Club scene in the Non-Entity movie.
The guy who gets freaking kicked in the.
Yeah. Which he deserves.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
He deserves to be kicked so hard. Yeah.
Yeah, he deserves that.
He totally deserved it. It made me so happy.
That hair.
Yeah, you know, I have a problem with so the three young, like her brother and his friends, the one that was like, Mitch, stop. Yeah. Like the kind of sensitive one where he does take the dump on her chest. I liked him. The other two could not stand. Like, I'm mad that her brother, which is really inappropriate because he gets like pretty much gonna get a BJ from her. I'm like, no, fuck that. Not him. He doesn't deserve that. He's like creeping on women. He doesn't deserve it. He's like looking in lockers, just like a little horn dog, like obnoxious.
Gosh dang, but the falling through the floors and watching somebody take a shit.
Oh man.
You know, there's one thing that will always be certain in the movies of parody, like those parody movies, there is going to be a shit scene.
Oh yeah.
Every single movie is going to have a shit scene and you just have to prepare yourself.
Write a college thesis on that of every high school movie from 80s and on to maybe early 2000s. Your thesis could be has a shit scene. And I bet you. You can find plenty of evidence to support your thesis.
100%. Just like there is going to be a shit scene.
Yep.
In every parody movie. What is it parodying? I don't know.
Bodily functions, I guess. I don't know.
Just like we don't know. It's just like everybody takes shit. Everybody shit.
Everybody poops.
Guys, everybody shit. That's what we can take away.
Got it.
Everybody poops.
All right. All right. Well, we should probably end on that one.
All right. You know what?
And on that note,
we should look, these two movies, honestly, let's wrap this up. Look, we got two movies on dock for the next episode. Oh,
You know,
Josh, what is let's start with your movie because it's switching now because you're starting to pick this is still you got one more You got one more cooked movie. What did you pick for your?
Oh, so the next one we're gonna do, right? The one that's not the cooked movie.
The next movie that we already talked about.
The one we're gonna talk about next.
That we got ready.
Oh yeah, no. Oh guys. Oh, fucking Surf Ninjas with Leslie Nielsen. And I don't remember his name, but he was in Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2. This, I never actually watched this movie. I remember it on the trailer of the VHS tape. That's how old I am, everyone. Of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 3. That's the only way I know, only thing I knew about this movie going in was that trailer. And boy, it doesn't disappoint. So Surf Ninjas is one of the next ones.
One of the next ones. And it was really funny how that kind of lined up, because the next movie I picked was really loved this movie growing up. It was my happy feet. It was truly my happy feet, because this movie, I picked Surf's Up, the classic animation with Chicken Joe, my favorite character. We all know Chicken Joe. If you have not seen the stoner, let's go. Cody! Man,
I know we're going to talk about it. I will just say, like, I have a lot to say about that movie compared to Happy Feet, and I think you're going to like what I have to say.
Okay, perfect. I can't wait till we talk about it, which we're gonna get that recorded in the next couple of days. So, and that's for sure. I know we said last episode that we're going to get it recorded in a week, and it's been a month and a half. We got it set.
Yeah. And you guys should let us know what movie mashup we should do next. Maybe Shrek and Schindler's List?
Absolutely the hell not. Jeez Louise. You can't do
me. I'm just saying. If we're gonna go not another teen movie, Goodwill Hunting.
I think we.
We could try to find parallels. No, absolutely not. I don't want. I don't think.
No,
I
can, absolutely. All right.
I don't think I could watch Schindler's List again. To be honest, I don't think I could do it. It's one of those I've seen once, I'm good.
I can't watch Schindler's List again. No. I can't. No.
It's phenomenal, but I can't.
I took that for a film class. I watched that for a film class.
Oof.
And that sucked. I had to write a paper on that.
I hope it wasn't like... So it's just a class on film, but it wasn't like for getting like into film, right? Like becoming filmmaker or editor or anything like that. Or was it just like a random class?
No, it was just an elective class. Oh, okay. It was an elective class for the study of like film.
Oh, I was just gonna say, like, all right, you're all new, and you haven't really, you're amateurs, you're learning to become directors. Let's watch one of the greatest movies ever made by one of the greatest directors. Good luck. And it's gonna be Schindler's List. Like, so now go do that.
Yeah, you watch Schindler's List, and then write a paper about like how you felt. And what do you think the director was trying to portray? I'm like, oh, I don't know. The genocide of the Jews?
Pure evil? Like, how does it make you feel? Very angry. It makes me feel very angry. That's how it makes me feel.
It's just like I hate history. That's why. That's what it makes me feel.
My question for that class, did you guys watch Not Another Teen Movie?
No.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I would have got an A. It was a missed opportunity, but,
it's a misunderstood piece of art.
I would have gotten an A.
Have you guys? I wish you could have written an essay on whatever one you want to make. Hey, I did an essay on Chopping Mall. Here we go. We watched Schindler's List. I chose Chopping Mall.
All right. For my final, I'm going to talk about how I see the parallel of bodily functions in between the movies. And for my examples, I have Not Another Teen Movie and Stan Helsing.
Any parody movie, you're going to have some bodily
All right. Anybody. I put a super cut of all the scenes from all the parody movies. We're going to sit here for 25 minutes watching shit. I would have gotten an A.
Just you sitting there smiling and just...
just like... just like, damn. Just me smiling. You know?
25 minutes. I think we got it, Mr. Hendrick. There's still 15 minutes left.
No, there's still 23 minutes left, guys. Hold with me here.
New guy's puke his guts out.
You'll see what I'm seeing. The foreign exchange student. Just
puke his guts out in the corner. Man,
education, oh my crazy. Gosh.
Oh man,
education. That class would have been a little bit more fun if I was able to do that.
All right.
We can sit here for hours.
Okay. All right, everyone.
We'll see you next time, ladies and gentlemen.
We'll be back 3 months from now.
Yeah, 3 months from now, guys. We're gonna start doing episodes in summer. That's it. You guys have to wait a whole entire. You gotta wait 3 seasons of real time to wait for our season.
Yeah.
This show.
All eight of you. All right.
Have a good one. All 8 of you.
All right. Bye, everyone.